This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930. The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain at toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Cinema Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Cinema Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations across America. We are also heard around the world, streaming to where many of our nation's military are listening to us right now. And to them we say thank you, a sincere thank you for your service to America. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch right now is nationally syndicated by the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood 1 XDS satellite receiver under GCN 2, the Captain's America Third Watch. Radio stations can carry us anywhere across the country off the satellite. And we're looking forward to many, and I mean many, more radio stations becoming part of the Captain's Army. From sea to shining sea, from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico to the Mexican border. And thanks for all the service of America's first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers. We've got your six. To America's truckers, thanks to you for keeping America moving. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, our good friend from California, IA, the state that time forgot, and it's Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain.
The state that time forgot. Can you believe that?
That's probably about right.
Okay. Now, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance to get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, they got him. They got the bad guy. They got him down, it was Kern County in Bakersfield, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just outside of Bakersfield, police arrested one Gustavo Perez Arriaga. That's correct. Connected in the shooting death of Corporal Ronald Singh of the Newman Police Department. Yes.
This is a bad dude. This was a gang member. This was a person that had been convicted of crimes also relating to child, not abduction, but what do they call it? Child, when they bring him across the border illegally. But anyway, he had a record. The police knew who he was. He was in the system. He shouldn't have been here.
That's absolutely right, Captain. He's 33 years old. He had also had problems with drunk driving issues as well, and that is the very reason why Corporal Singh had stopped him that night, because obviously he must have been showing signs of driving under the influence, and of course that traffic stop is when Arriaga is alleged to have shot the police officer, Corporal Singh, to death, of course. This is an outrage, there is no doubt about it. The authorities there in the area, of course, are prohibited from reporting somebody like Perez Arriaga to federal authorities because of the California sanctuary state laws.
Now, here's something else. He had a service dog. We've since found out. What happened to the dog? The only thing I heard in passing today was the dog is going to be retired to the family. But I wonder why he didn't let that dog out.
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm sure that as they try to piece together perhaps whatever radio traffic there might have been, or some other kind of procedure. We just don't know. This may have happened all so suddenly, and the dog or the canine may have still been in the unit. But of course, the canine officers, they stay with families and they live with them and so forth. So to be retired to the family will be some form of comfort for the family to know that they have Corporal Singh's companion and his partner.
Now, just when you think it couldn't get any better or any different or any weirder or any stranger, along comes CNN, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Jim Acosta is a piece of work. Some of these people that are over there, I don't know what they're doing. They have no relevance anymore in news. There are no more news commentators or news professionals than the men in the moon or women in the moon. They are simply collaborators in a great scheme to take America down. Listen to this nonsense.
And Jeffrey Toobin, I mean, he has built himself as the best deal maker, the best negotiator. There's not a whole lot of negotiating going on in Washington this week.
There certainly doesn't appear to be. And the question is, who will feel political heat here? You know, Donald Trump's strength is in the center of the country, in states that don't have large numbers of federal employees, or at least federal employees in places where they feel where they will have broad political impact. But I think that the president feels, you know, this shutdown is not hurting my people. It's not affecting them. Everything he does is geared towards his base. That's the way he's run his entire presidency. The base, as far as I can tell, is pretty pro-shutdown. So it doesn't seem to me like he's in any hurry to get the government back up and running.
And what did Barack Obama appeal to? What was he always running to?
His base.
And what was, Bill Clinton appealing to?
His base, of course.
Okay, and this guy to say, well, his base is in the middle of the Midwest. Does he not realize we have so many government employees sitting in the state that I'm in down here in Florida right now? The commanding base, CENTCOM, of the War on Terror, sits about 2 or 3 miles away from me across the bay right now. Do they not realize that they don't have a freaking clue what they're talking about?
Well, in many ways, they don't. And in other ways, they're willing to just sort of say these kinds of things because of how it will play, wait for it, with their base, don't you think, Captain? It's like an echo chamber. It's what they want to hear. Oh, President Trump is this, and a bunch of other people, they're pro-shutdown. I don't think anybody's pro-shutdown, but I think they understand the stakes that are involved here.
Well, I got one word for them, and I'm going to combine the word because it's actually two. Jackass. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch, and I haven't even begun to fight.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake News Hotline.
Yes, yeah, so this AD guy tells me that you'll be light bulb when my unit's busted, and it's going to cost $700 to replace. A, why do I need a UV light in my unit? And B, $700 to replace a bulb? Forget about it.
Fake News, my friend. Some units do have UV lights that help keep your system clean and mold-free, but they do not.
Repeat, do not cost $700. It's a ripoff. And fake news!
Don't pay too much for parts or labor. If you feel like something's not right or you're being overcharged, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, for an honest estimate. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions, online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Mr. Sparky, we're on time, you'll see. Mr. Sparky, all your repair is free.
Let's face it, we live in a time where we constantly have to sift through fake news and fake qualifications. Here in Florida, with the uptick in the need for electrical contractors, it's not unusual to hear about electricians who either portray their abilities beyond that which they're licensed for, or they're not licensed at all, compromising the quality of work and the safety of their clients. You can rest secure knowing that Mr. Sparky electricians are fully licensed and qualified to perform the installations and repairs you require. Not only are Mr. Sparky electricians fully licensed, they're background checked, drug tested, they arrive on time, and every bit of work they do is satisfaction guaranteed 100%. And there's nothing fake about that.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've been on the Balance of Nature for about a year. I feel great. I never get sick anymore. I used to get bronchitis and stuff. I feel like my skin is better. My face. I have more lines in it. For some reason, I mean, it's helping my appearance, too. Not like I'm a bad-looking guy. It's just that I'm a nice-looking guy. But the thing is, I can see the features in my face getting younger. It's an amazing thing.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. It's really kind of cool.
For a limited time, use discount code NOW, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, that's my buddy Warnell, Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. He's got the week off this week, but he'll be back next week with a vengeance, I guarantee it. I don't know what night he's coming on yet. We'll let you know when we get there. But I will tell you this. I want you to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And while you're there, look at that USCCA logo link that's there. That is an opportunity to win a free gun a day, every day, a free gun a day. Of your choice, whatever, or not your choice, say whatever it is they're giving to you. That's your choice. There you go. And if you decide to join and take the membership that's there, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for being a member of the USCCA. I am proudly a member of the USCCA. I believe in them. I believe in what they do. And it could save you in the event you have a big time problem. Now, before we get back to Kyle, hello to Robert. Hello to Walter. Hello to Winter. Hello to Charles. Hello to Dan. Hello to Alan. Al's in Nebraska. Now, these other people, I don't know where they're at. Hello to Garland. Hello to Terry in Tennessee. Hey, Terry, how's everything going up there in Tennessee tonight? By the way, hello to George in Burnsville, Minnesota, where I'm sorry for laughing, George. It's 12 degrees above zero, and it's miserable. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, hello, Captain. Yeah, absolutely. It's
got to
be cool.
And I also want to thank everybody for the tremendous support that they've given this show. I'm not going to go any more with the accolades other than this. We are heard at about 60 different podcast sites across the country with 150,000 downloads per day now. That's what this show gets, 150,000 downloads per day. On the 60-plus websites that we're on all around the Internet world that we exist in. And thank you very much for that great honor. And that's just the people that we knew about tonight, and I'm just throwing that out there, Kyle, and I just told you you can put your podcast up on my page, too.
Absolutely. Glad to do it, and I sure appreciate it.
All right, now here's something else I want to talk about, folks. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we are going to have, sometime in the middle of January, another progressive organized caravan by these wrecking balls that are here in the United States and some of the Central American countries. And they're going to bring up to 15,000 people, maybe more, starting out in the Honduras. And Kyle, Mexico said, oh, you come along to me. Yeah, we take care of you. We got the jobs we need. We got the highways and the byways all built down here. Yeah, we got the jobs. So you come on along. Yeah, here we go.
Well, right, what we're hearing about is that there are projects like railroads and planting trees.
You know something? I need to get my Mexican immigration song out again, don't I?
Right.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So the railroad, tree planting, evidently, and then other projects that are going to supposed to create jobs. This particular caravan mentioned about 15,000
or more.
Exactly. So they're going to come out in about mid-January. The other caravan, of course, has got to the U.S.-Mexico border, and they are not, they're stalled, of course. And in Tijuana, there was a lot of controversy about some of the people that came along with the caravan. But you're right, Captain, people try to get these caravans going, and there are some supporters, these financiers and so forth, which call into question a lot of the motives in this. There are people who want to leave places like El Salvador and Guatemala, obviously, and maybe this time around they will find a better circumstances and so forth in Mexico. At least that seems to be what the Mexican government will be offering them.
Well, the Mexican government is hoping that they won't try to go any further than Mexico, but I'm telling you right now, depending on where these jobs are and depending on how close they get to the American border, we keep seeing that they keep taunting us.
Well, right, right. Well, the caravan idea was to, you know, charge the border and come through and get a bunch of the people coming into the country illegally, almost as if, and of course it became this big news event, and it was staged in many ways. But it doesn't address the actual circumstances that these people are coming from. But it does raise the question about asylum. If you have bad economic conditions, that's not typically what you claim asylum for. But President Trump, of course, stood firm. The American government said, no, you can't just come into the country. And ostensibly, that was supposed to prevent more caravans from coming. But we'll see if this one actually does stay in the south of Mexico. And we just went and stayed in the same
way. Well, I don't disagree with you at all. I do not disagree with you at all on that one. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor. Or politics. Kyle's been doing a yeoman job again this week, helping me out during the week with all the different situations that we had. I did, unfortunately, last week, coming up on Christmas, yours truly went out and should have known better, but I got a case, big time case of food poisoning. Damn, you're putting me in the hospital. It certainly knocked the heck out of me, and it hit my voice because, I guess because of what it was doing to my stomach and my intestines. And Kyle, you've been doing the yeoman job this week, and I just appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, thank you, Captain. No, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad I could help out and be a part of it. Absolutely.
Yeah, believe me, nothing keeps me down usually, and this would have. But I just fought through it. But again, thanks for all the thoughts and all the prayers and everybody that had everything, something to say. I mean, I really appreciate it. We've got the greatest audience on the face of the earth, and it is what it is. You know what I mean, Bean?
Absolutely, you said it.
Yep. All right, now, let me go back over here because we're still, let's see, what is this, day number eight now of the budget?
I think so. That's right. It's a shutdown, yeah.
Okay, now, let me pinch myself. Okay, there I am. I'm still here. I've still got money in the bank. I've still got gas in my truck. How are you doing?
Well, I'm still here, too. I think a lot of people are kind of scratching their head. They thought that the apocalypse was about to hit, and that nobody would be able to go anywhere or really do anything, and everything would just kind of grind to a halt. But that hasn't happened yet. And again, this is a matter of national security. I think a lot of people across the highways and byways have to understand that. And they know that this has been, because it wasn't the last big shutdown for Obamacare or something like that. But that was okay for President Obama to do. But this one, because it's Trump, this is a terrible, terrible thing. But this is a strong position the president has taken.
Oh, by the way, I just heard from my good friend George up there in Burnsville. Folks, over the weekend, you're going to be seeing me adding some things to the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you go to GCNLive.com right now, GCNLive.com, you will see that my show is up there, and there's a homepage for it. And links to all the different resources that you can hear us and the podcast and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, because that's one of the things that the syndicator's done for us. And thanks a lot for sending that, George. We'll get that taken care of this weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it, because I have not seen that yet, but that's great. Okay, now, let's continue to move along here. Okay. $2.5 billion in a counterproposal back and forth gets the border moving. If it's not a wall, it's a fence, whatever it is, it's something, and the government keeps going. How important is that?
Well, again, this is, I think, what a lot of people were expecting, that if we're in loggerheads, because one person says $1.3 billion, the other person says $5 billion, typically the road to compromise is, okay, let's try and meet in the middle here. But, of course, the Democrats want nothing to do with the wall. They're not simply saying that it's going to spend less money on the wall. They want to hold out to have no wall. They want to resist Trump at all costs. And also, Captain, they want to get across the finish line, as it were, so that they can renegotiate the whole federal budget. This has nothing to do with just fixing this one thing, and then everything will be hunky-dory. They're waiting for their chance to even mess things up even more.
Mm. Now, here's the other thing that I'm thinking about. Have you heard anything out of little, lovely Nancy Pelosi? Oh, wait a minute, where is she? There she is.
We never treated President Bush the way they treated President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
All right, now I'm going to stop for a second. And the reason I'm going to stop for a second is because I don't want to ruin all this, because I know that she's at an undisclosed location in Hawaii with all her armed guards. I did say armed guards. Remember to get the Dems against guns?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and it gets better than that, because, I mean, this woman, my goodness. You know, America is in trouble, folks. We are in big trouble. And by the way, I'm going out on the speaking trail. One of the things I'm doing is going out on the trail. And we are, in fact, right now, booking some different things for me to be talking at in January. I'll be talking about that. January, February, March, I'm going to be very busy. And I'm going to call it the Captain's on Fire Tour. How do you like that?
I love it. That's
all right. Well, you hold on, because I'll be around the place all around Florida, and a lot of different GOP people are billing me, and tea parties, and freedom clubs, and oh boy, Villages, here I come. You guys up there in the Villages, here I come. I love the Villages up there in Florida. All right, Kyle and I will be right back, and we got a lot more to talk about. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM860. The Answer.
Online at theanswerkappa.com.
AM860. The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump and the Democrats trading blame for the partial government shutdown, but they're doing little serious talking with each other as the disruption slogs into another weekend. Mr. Trump is threatening to close the border with Mexico to press Congress to give him money for a wall. Meanwhile, Democrats say they'll pass a bill to reopen government when they take control of the House next month, but that won't accomplish anything unless the president and the Republican-controlled Senate go along. For the first time since November, Wall Street notched its first weekly gain, despite solid gains for retailers and other consumer-focused firms. The major stock indexes finished down more than 9% for the month. On Friday, the Dow dropped 76 points. The Nasdaq, though, added 5. The S&P 500 fell by 3. Oil prices, benchmark crude rose 1.6% to settle at $45.33 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little known solution, we can help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On the desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
The Hugo Show. Please don't characterize the strength that I've been for this team as the leader of a half Democrat who just won a big victory.
Election is consequence. And then the Democrat is doing so.
That's the most transparent display of animosity. I think God bless them, everyone.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am Captain Matt Bruce, along with my good friend Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we are discussing all sorts of different things tonight. And I just want to let you know, folks, that we have one of our national sponsors that has the largest franchise in their company here in my backyard called the Freedom Boat Club. And yesterday was kind of a little rough day in water, but not that bad. But there were a lot of people out on boats. Now, if you live up north and you're up there and you're, you know, it's the second day of air camp and all that stuff and you want to go ice fishing, well, let me toss something at you. If you're up there in an area where you're already a member of the Freedom Boat Club and somebody hasn't told you this, hey, we got a great big one down here with over 300 boats in the Tampa Bay area. Now, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM is the number to call to find out more. You can use your reciprocity, your membership, if you're already a Freedom Boat Club member. 168 locations across the country. Come down here to sunny Florida. Get down here in the weather, in the water. Get out on the water. Never mind ice fishing. You want to come down here? Go out there and catch yourself a great big old big-time fish. Oh, whoa. All right. And by the way, what was that, Kyle, that they said? I think we're going to need a bigger boat, right?
That was, yeah, Jaws.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, let me go searching for Nancy here. Let's see.
Night and you and blue.
Somewhere in that big mansion with the walls around it, with armed guards in front of it, is Nancy Pelosi, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, I think she's living the life of Riley over there in Hawaii while President Trump canceled his Mar-a-Lago Christmas plans, his New Year's plans. He went and visited the troops at a forward operating base with First Lady by his side. This is, you know, he's actually trying to work through this whole shutdown. And Nancy Pelosi has just gone and you know, just kicking back in Hawaii. You know, being the speaker designated is very hard work, I guess.
Well, yeah, being a speaker designated is hard work. And, of course, Octavia Cortez, is already talking about planning a challenge to Chuckie Boy Schumer if he doesn't come around.
Well,
did you hear about that?
Well, I know that she's been obviously, you know, what Ocasio Cortez has been doing. She hasn't really endeared herself, I think, the Democratic leadership by this time.
Yeah, and she said that she's only going to run for one term for speaker, which would be, I believe, 2 years. And if that's true, then I wonder if little Ocasio baby thinks that she's good enough to climb to the top after that one.
Well, you know, in this case, you know, you never know. I think there certainly would be discussion of it. There was a journalist the other day that called for essentially the repeal of the constitutional requirement to be 35 years old in order to run for president, with the idea that, no, she should be able to just go ahead and run for president. These are all outmoded requirements and this kind of thing. So you never know what might happen, but certainly Nancy Pelosi represents literally the old guard, the old way of doing things, and I think she'll have a lot more opposition than she knows. She will become speaker, I believe, but it's not going to be just a cakewalk for her doing bringing through all the legislation that she wants to do. She's gonna have to make deals.
By the way, we're all on Facebook, most of us in this business. We have to be, because that's part of what the social media is that we do. I have been fortunate to work and get a very large social media presence. I don't know how many sites I'm a part of or in, and every time I post anything, it goes here, there, and everywhere, and people share it. I was looking at something I shared the other day, and I was telling about during the break. It got shared 1,777 times on different pages, and then I went over and I looked, and then you can multiply that about 10 times over. My God, the power of social media is unbelievable.
It really, really is. And, you know, that's one of the things that's so good about this particular program and the ability to get messages out that are going to counter and hopefully sort of put straight a lot of the false narratives that we hear in the mainstream media every day.
Now, are you holding on to your chair?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm going to tell you who's responsible for the government shutdown. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is according to the panel on CNN with Dana Bash.
But leave it on the pressure from the right wing that has caused him to...
That's obvious. That's why I wanted to talk to Mark Meadows. And the president, people privately who talk to the president, say flatly that this is in large part because not only does he talk to a lot of the people who we trust on the right and on the Hill, he watches another cable network where they have hosts that you were talking about who are pounding him, stay the course.
Well, exactly, and I think it was his own daughter who intervened with him the first time that got him to change his mind. Laura Ingraham was what caused this whole government shutdown, apparently.
Did you hear that? It was his daughter that started it, and Laura Ingraham was the one that started it. Excuse me, folks. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I'll repeat that for those of you that can't understand English. Slowly. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, you take it from there, Kyle.
Well, you know, of course, they're looking for anybody to blame. They really want to blame the American people, the people who realize that we have a real problem.
Well, we're all brainwashed. Again, I just told you about Florida. Well, you know, the government workers are all affected in the bigger states, and there's nobody in these other areas. This Florida, the state of Florida, I mean, is one of the biggest military-based states and government worker state in the country right here, as I said, 3 miles away from me, across the bay, right out my window, lit up right now. MacDill Air Force Base is CENTCOM, where everything that's done in the global war on terror comes from.
Absolutely. And of course, also, Captain, the liberals, whether they're in the media or in the government, they sort of worship at the altar of the government. You know, this is they truly believe that, that government is the answer to every single thing that, that we ever encounter. And it, of course, it's not. But in order to go as far as to shut the thing down for a time over this dispute, they're just apoplectic about that because they think that there's not a government program that they ever met that they didn't like.
Well, let's just listen to a little bit more of this and see how ridiculous this got because it's about, let's see, there's about 30 more seconds of this, so here we go. Go for it, Dana.
In the first place, but I don't want to let Congressman Meadows off the hook either. This small minority of the House of Representatives, which, by the way, took a real drubbing in the election, right? They're coming back with a vengeance, and they're not telling the truth. I mean, Democrats said they were willing to spend this $1.6 billion. You hear him saying they won't spend anything. You hear him saying the Democrats oppose border security. The Democrats are saying
there's something out for us about that term, border security versus fence versus wall.
Okay. Democrats have a problem with and a lying, and we've heard all sorts of things. Again, who went to Hawaii?
Well, Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, where's Chuck Schumer?
I saw something. Did he go to the Bahamas or Caribbean or something?
He went to Caribbean, but now he's coming back up there because he's trying to make it look like he's doing something for God and country while Nancy's sitting on her duff. By the way, surrounded by armed guards and a big wall at a large mansion and resort in Hawaii.
Isn't that something? Yeah, there was a report from the Washington Free Beacon that she might be at a place where they sport captains something called a spa without walls. So go figure that one. You know, of course,
a spa without walls.
Spa without walls.
Explain that one to me, please.
Well, I have no idea. It's evidently a 10,000 square foot oceanfront swimming pool and 24-hour fitness center. I guess it's a great place to go if everybody else is having not getting a paycheck.
Well, God forbid, man, she couldn't be fit, right?
Oh, right. Well, at the same time, Captain, her office continues to put out statements, and one of them talks about the immoral, ineffective, and expensive wall. So, you know, it's more of the same for Nancy Pelosi's office, the statements that are put out.
Okay, so we got just a little bit of time left here before I have to get to the Truckers Highway Bible Report. I'm going to have you stick around to help me with that for 1 second and finish out the hour. But California... What's going to happen in California with the last American leaving California? Please take the flag with them.
That's right. Everything in California seems to be just so topsy-turvy. And, of course, as you know, we have one-party rule. It is now a supermajority. It is a model. Make no mistake, it is a model of what they would like the rest of the United States to look like from a government perspective. And that is, we will tell you everything that you're supposed to do. There's nothing you can do about it. You'll never have the votes to ever stop it. And we're just continuing to move forward.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. I'm going to keep Kyle on the line here. We're going to do the Truckers Highway Bible Report before we say bye to Kyle. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count on your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Dennis Prager can always expect one thing from the left.
He feels that marriage equality is bad for straight couples. I've never said that in my life. Do you know how often things are made up about me by people on the left? Always. That's how often. That is the reason that they can be at peace with what they believe, because they make up things that they oppose.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's game at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. And an open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fakers Hotline.
There's a guy here from the AC company. Showed me some rust on the outside of my unit. Says the unit won't last for another day. Said it's about to crumble into a big pile of red dust. Wants to sell me another unit. What do you think?
That, sir, is fake news. And here's why. This is Florida, where everything rusts, even rust rust. But a little rust on the exterior of the unit doesn't mean your operational system's about to fail. Sadly, some of the business uses a scare tactic to try to make you buy a brand new system. Rusty fake news.
Before you make an expensive mistake, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, and have one of our qualified experts determine if you have a real issue with corrosion or just a little rust. And if repairs are necessary, we stand behind them with our No Lemon Guarantee. Total Air Solutions is a recipient of the 2018 Carrier President's Award. Total Air Solutions, online at TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com. TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Knocker is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand for the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
This is Donna Kadusha, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I've worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Well, that's my flagship station, and thanks very much, Donna. But we're out here on the GCN Live Radio Network across the country on the XGS satellite, as well as many news stations. By the way, this week we did add San Antonio. Hello, San Antonio. You're listening to us on 9:30 a.m. The Answer, our sister Salem station out there. We have AM 9:30, The Answer, here in Sarasota and Bradenton. All right, well, let's get started with a little music because we're going trucking.
Eastbound down. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just walk the land and run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind may break. Let it all hang out, cause we got to run the race.
started out up in the North Country because all that big old bad snow that was up there and the blizzard conditions in North and South Dakota has moved away now up into Canada, going across Ontario, headed towards Quebec and to parts unknown. But there's still some really bad weather up there. It's 30 degrees in Chicago, and the temperature's dropping. You've got 59 and 94 blowing snow from Chicago over towards the Dells in Wisconsin. Right now, up in the Minnesota area, temperatures are in the down near 10 degrees or below. Some may be going colder than that to the further north. Light snow, moisture in the air is freezing right now all along that area. And right up into Montana and out into, let's see here, Montana and, here we go, 4th of July and Idaho. And eastern was Washington State. We've got snow, steady downfall of snow. Looks like you're going to have to throw iron going up over the top. We've got winter storm advisories across 90 and 94. And in Wyoming, across Wyoming tonight, a lot of different snow going on there, but it's all light. Southwestern corner of Colorado snow tonight. And down there in the four-corner section coming across Texas, cold weather, snow flurries. We've got a winter storm warning across the the southern one-third of New Mexico right now, which would take us across I-10, I-40. You're not looking too bad there. Take it out towards Cayman, Arizona, and they had snow in Las Vegas tonight. And Kyle, it looks like you got some winter weather in your area in the mountains in California tonight.
We sure do, Captain, and it's actually gotten pretty chilly here, comparatively speaking, here in Southern California. We've also had some pretty sustained winds over the last day or so. So we're kind of feeling it in terms of, now that thing for California, it's nothing like the temperatures that we're seeing, of course, up in the Midwest, 30 and 40 degrees, of course, other places it's much lower than that. And of course, we also have another system coming in, Captain, from the Pacific Northwest, and in southern Canada, and that's going to bring also snow and a lot more cold. And it's also going to bring with it a lot of rain into the Ohio River Valley areas as well soon. I have to make a correction on that. That's the eastern storm that's going on.
And in the northeast today, we got a lot of fog. If you're going up along I-95 out of New York City, you're going to have fog all the way up to the Nova Scotia line. And coming out of New York City, Catskills up into about Lake George, you've got fog on I-87 tonight. You're going to have fog coming across from Boston all the way across into Albany. It looks like maybe into Schenectady. And fog around Philadelphia. Fog and rain mixed both from down in southeastern, Mississippi, across Alabama, across the northern part of Georgia, Atlanta. You're probably getting some fog there tonight and to the north of you. And fog up I-85 certainly going up into Virginia, North Carolina. Well, Kyle, I want to thank you very much for doing the yeoman job this week and helping me out. I'm going to let you go, but you have a great weekend. You and I will be back on Monday morning at 0200 hours Eastern Time.
Sounds good, Captain. My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. That's Kyle Warner, our buddy, professor of politics. And, of course, Denise Simon will be calling in just a couple minutes here. But anyway, you know, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report has a sponsor. It is an automobile dealer. A lot of people are going to say, well, what's an automobile dealer doing on a nationally syndicated radio show down in my backyard? Well, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. They sell cars all across the country. And ever since we started talking about you serve, you save, guess what? You serve, you save. I don't care where you live. Nobody cares where you live. So, you serve in the military, you've been a veteran, or you are a veteran, and the other thing that comes into mind here is first responders, active or retired, you get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle with Moss Family Automotive. Now, all you got to do is check them out online. Google Moss Family Automotive. They've got four dealerships to serve you. They've got the Moss Nissan dealerships. I am driving a Moss Nissan Titan. I love it. It's a great truck. It gets great mileage. I behave myself with it. I don't try to horse it around, do nothing that I shouldn't do. And it's got everything, all the bells and whistles I ever want to have. And if you're a pickup truck guy, that's your truck. Made in Smyrna, Tennessee. Now, the locations, Mosney Sound, Crystal River, Newport Richey, you can call them at 727-815-3095 from anywhere in the country. Schedule an appointment. Look them up online. And the money you'll save will more than make a happy new year for you. The money you save will more than make a happy new year for you. And don't forget Moss Family Chevrolet, right here in Tampa. The all-new Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 North Delmarva Highway. And you folks that are down here from up north, tell them the captain said you get an extra $500. Guess what? You don't think that's not going to pay for your little trip to go back home where you came from? I bet it does. But Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, they are absolutely the premier family-owned car dealer in the country, the best I have ever done business with, and I put my word on it, and my word is everything to me, unlike some of these other clowns we got out there. As I said, I called them in the first segment, and Terry picked up on it. Terry picked up on it right away. I call them jackasses, these people that are just, they don't get it, and all they're just doing is just piling on. I do get it. There's a mission to the madness here, okay? And people don't want to give this president any credit. They just don't want to do it. All right, joining us right now very quickly, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Some sort of terrorist attack going on in Egypt. A tour bus blown up up near the pyramids?
I haven't seen that.
Yes, saw it. Came across about an hour ago, so I'm just throwing it out there. You might want to look at it during the break, but I don't know too much about it. I just know that it's a bad one, and this is what bothers me so much about, you know, wanting to go on one of these tours in the Middle East. Yeah, we got security. Well, this one did too, and look what happened.
Yeah, near the pyramids, kills 3 Vietnamese tourists.
Darn. It's always good people. Always
well, luckily the innocent ones. It hit a tour bus.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, you got to be careful now. I know that the Israeli government has certain tours where they actually provide the security themselves, but some of these other people have their private security forces in play, if you will, and I just don't go with the flow, if you will. Some of that stuff. It's just me.
Well, let's see here. Two people are critically wounded. It looks as though the bus hit some kind of a device, which means it wasn't on the bus. It was more like an IED. That's even worse, I would say.
Oh, and let's just tell Sony we feel her pain. She's 10 degrees up there, and it's Burr in Wisconsin. I just talked about being 12 degrees or so around Minneapolis, St. Paul. we had George up there telling me about that. We don't want to tell them what's going to be down here, but when you watch the football games this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, they'll be in shorts and T-shirts. All right, you hold on. All right, folks, I'm not trying to rub it in, guys. I really am not. But we'd love to see everybody that's listening to us up north just hop in a car and drive on down here. Hop on a Freedom Boat, go out there, ride around, enjoy themselves. Come down here, enjoy Mission Barbecue, enjoy the Village Inn breakfast. I mean, it's a great place to be, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
News, insight, passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by...